I want to go on to a Tosus Diyasmi and then get into the Shita Sarif, but just one Nekuda relating to yesterday's shiur. There are a lot of interesting Yesodos that we should chazer, everybody should chazer from yesterday's shiur that really brought together a lot of the underlying aspects of the Sugya of Ishaskis. And we spoke a lot about the Tosus in Yevamis and Tosus in Ksuvis. We talked about the difference between the language of the Tosus in Ksuvis versus Yevamis vis-a-vis the distinction that that Tosus made regarding why Ishaskis seems to work in the case of Ksuvas Isha, and you can't say L'chita Hedar, whereas by Baal Chov, we would say, like Rashi, that you can't say Ishaskis to make him have Ziburis because he could say L'chita Hedar. Just one on Akuda, and then we also brought out from the Tosus, we laid this to the Ramban, that Ishaskis is only when you have a schus to do what you're threatening to do. If it's something which you ought not do, like a case by Chad, the Asi Mikoa Chad in the case in Ksuvis, or in the case of the Ramban, where you have Edis, and you could say, well, I'm going to sell or give as matana the Ziburis that I have, that doesn't allow you to create a Koach of Ishaskis. One more just thing relating to this is what we didn't mention yesterday, but Tosus mentions it here in Ksuvis. L'maisa, the Sugya of Ishaskis appears in both places. Here in our Gemara, it's a straightforward svar of the Gemara. And in the Sugya and Ksuvis, it's a Machokas Tanoi. Gemara and Ksuvis brings the Machokas Adman Nechachamim. And the Gemara sets up the Machokas that according to Admon, the person can get his derech, Yelcho B'Ktsara. The Chachamim say, no, he can't get his derech. You can tell him no, because as the Gemara explains, either you buy a derech from me, or I'll restore the status of before, and I'll sell the sadus back to the four people. So Tosus wonders, so why does Admon in our Gemara seems to agree? Gemara doesn't make the issue in our Gemara depend on the Machokas Tanoim. So Tosus says in the middle there, after discussing the Yisod in the beginning, that was the key line that we brought in Tosus from Tosus yesterday. The schus haba al yado yachal hafkio. I bought the field from the four, and that's why I have a schus to restore it. We compared that to the case over here, that I bought the Ziburis first, and that's why you have a schus to come against the Edis, because I bought the Ziburis first. Tosus continues and says, and he brings the Gemara here, what's Tosus asking? That our Gemara doesn't make the issue of Ishaskis depend on the Machokas Adman HaChacham. Right? So Tosus says, Lo kashan midi, the Hasam les le pseida legamre, the Hogavim miziburis. Ulachi mo the Hasam, therefore Admon agrees over there, meaning in Bavakama, the Matsi Amma Mardana Shtar Lemare. Aval Hacha di ika pseida legamre, why is it called pseida legamre? Because he's not going to have his derech at all. So just want to explain this a little bit. What is Tosus saying? Manafshach. Is there Ishaskis? There's no Ishaskis. Either Adamant disagrees with Ishaskis, or he agrees with Ishaskis. What is this middle ground? According to Chachamim, Ishaskis always works, even if it's Isrib Seder Gamre. So he won't have his derech, but that's the way it is. I could restore the status of of having four people own the fields. And Admon says, no, in the case of the derech, there's no Ishaskis. In the case of the Gemara Bava Kama, at least you're going to get Ziburis, you're going to get Yechov. You won't get the great karka that you would ideally want. What's the difference? So it's just perhaps a svara. In light of what we were saying yesterday, the bedrock of Ishaskis is that you have a schus. Not stam, I could do something. the Ramban's case, I have Yiddis. Well, I could create a situation where the mocher will have ziburis because I could give him a ton of my ziburis. It's not a schus. I could create that situation. That doesn't allow for ishaskus. Tosis, in the case of chad asi mikor chad, I could now sell the four fields that I bought from one person to four people. It's not a schus. Ishaskis is why does the person's taina go away if it's faced with ishaskis? According to the rush, it makes ki'u, I did it already. According to without that rush, it would just be a way for that taina to be neutralized because I have the leverage. The leverage is not just the fact that I could do something. The leverage of ishaskis is I have a schus to do it. That was the yisod that we brought out yesterday. So what Tosis is saying over here is Chad asi mikoach arba, or in our Gemara, where I bought the ziburis and then I bought the idis at the end. So I have a schus connected you. You want to come against me for the idis? You want to come against me for the derech? And I could say, yeah, but what was before? There were four people. You wouldn't have had the derech. So I have a schus to bring it back to the state that it was before. I have a schus, mahadar nashtara lemare, to give the ziburis back. That ziburis, a different ziburis, the Torah says. But I have a schus, keneged you, that I could restore back what was before. That's why the ishaskis. To create a new reality that never existed, even though if I would do it, you would lose. But short of doing it, you can't say, I have a schus, and therefore you lose. It's as if I did it already, or it's enough to neutralize your taina. It's creating a new reality. A schus has to do with the fact that there was already a prior situation, which I, through what I could do, I could restore that situation and make that the current situation. That's called a schus, and that's where ishaskis operates. That's the framework for ishaskis. Maybe the Nekuda Tosis is saying here within Admon is as follows. Admon says, when do we say you have a schus? You have a schus, just like Tosis says, chad asi mikoach chad, lo shavkina lei. So we added, it's not just that, you know, it didn't exist before, but it's a wrong thing to do. If what I'm going to do when I restore the situation to what was before is going to mean that you're going to be nifsad legamrei, you're not going to have anything. To that extent, I don't have a schus. I have a schus to restore what was to the extent that you'll still come away with something. So that's what Tosis would mean. According to Admon, in our Gemara, Ishaskis is a very good svar. Because you want the claim on the Edis that was purchased last. But if I could give the Ziburis back, so that becomes B'nai Chorin, so then you'll still get your collection, your collect value, you just won't have the quality of the karka that you should ideally want. So that is considered that to that extent I have a schus to bring that situation back, which also accommodate your claim, but not in the way that you want. So that's called a schus of ishaskis, that's fine. But in a case where, true, once upon a time you wouldn't have had a derech against the four people, but now it's, the metzias is right now, the din Torah is with one person. Memanafshach, you have a derech here, for sure. Why do I want to deprive you of a derech? Because I can restore the status of before by returning the four fields back to four people. Yeah, but then I have nothing. If I have nothing, then I don't have a schus to do that. The same way that we said yesterday, if I want to create a new reality that never existed, that if I should do that, indeed, you would lose out. That could be, but it doesn't allow me to negate your taina right now before I did. Ishaskis doesn't come in a vacuum. It has to come with a context. The context has to do with the fact that I have a schus to do something, and then we could kick in ishaskis, ki'ilu, I did it according to the rush, or the fact that I could do it is enough to erase your claim on me. But if it's not called a schus, then ishaskis doesn't get off the ground. So I'll just say that this is the machokas admon nechachamim. When it's going to come at an expense that you have nothing as a result of what I would could theoretically do, then I don't have a schus according to admon nechachamim. Say, see that? So that would be the point in Tosis about Pseida Lugami or not Pseida Lugami. In our Gemara, everyone agrees, because even if I would act out on the threat, you would still come away with something. So that's a schus that considered that legitimate. So I have a schus, ishaska, so that's why I win. But in that case, Adman would say, it's not cool to have a schus because he's going to be Nifsid Lugamri. Okay, so I'm just a little bit of a chazar from yesterday, but just to plug it into that line of the Tosis, why Adlon would argue there and not argue by us. Yes? I just want to go to address the two other Tosis that we didn't speak about in Shir yesterday, and just add a Hesber in light of what we were developing yesterday in Shir, that the Yesod that we brought out of Shir yesterday from Ishaskis, from the Tosis, is that in answering this, what the Nesivis basically says, and the Prisha, in answering the Ramban's kasha, and we worked off of what Tosa says, that if it's one who bought from one the four fields, then no one would say that I could threaten you by saying you're not going to get a derech because I would sell the four fields to one to four people. But it never was four people. And we explained, geschus habal yado, I could be mazirek in mafkia your schus because it was bal yadi, al yadcha. So we explained what Ishaskis is, that it gives me a schus. I have a schus to act in this way, and that therefore I can now use it as leverage. That was the answer to Ramban's kasha. If I have Edis, I only bought one guy of Edis, so I have Ziburis, and I could give him a ton to you, and if I give him a ton, I mean to the Mocher, if I give him a ton to the Mocher, you're going to have to go to him and get Ziburis. That's fine, but that's not called a schus that I have. So I just want to plug it into that line of Tosis. When Tosis says, why is it that the Gemara here is Kikuk, I'll give it the Kuyama, it doesn't say it's dependent on Adam and the Chachamim. So Tosis makes a distinction because in our Gemara, he's going to get Ziburis. He just won't get Beinis, he won't get Edis. But he'll get something. Whereas if he doesn't get the Derech, he'll get no Derech. You know, if I use Ishaskis again, so what does that mean? So what's the Hesber? Said the point is that Adman says that if what I would be doing would be depriving you completely, then I don't have a schus to do it. When there's a schus, then I can't say Ishaskis. Okay, so it's not as complicated as it sounded. Just that was the... I went over the points from yesterday. I just want to plug it into that line of Tosis. Yeah.
It could be that this was asked yesterday. I was wondering, so we're saying that there's this chos that you could go back to the prior situation. If the prior situation is not even a possibility, say that the person who owned the field beforehand isn't here anymore, so that means the prior situation is a possibility, so would he still have his chos of claiming a shaskis?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean exactly. The case where Mesa Mocher is a different issue. I mean, we're going to get to Mamish right, we're going to right now in the part of the Gemara of Yasmi. So if that's what you're referring to, it's way too we do in the Gemara. We'll go over it again. What's the issue? Why can't I give it back to the Yasmi, if the Mesa Mocher, that's in our Gemara. In the case in Ksuvis, the prior situation can be one of two things. Right now there's one person who owns four fields around the inner field. Either I bought it from one, or I bought it from four. So the Gemara says the only time the Chachamim can hold that I can deprive you of the inner field owner of the Derech is if originally four people owned the four fields around, and they sold it to me. That's when I have Ishaskis leverage that I could sell it back to the four. But if it was never owned by four, so then I can't say, well, I could sell it to four people. That's what's occurring. The Gemara Tosis explains why that is.
Okay, so if the prior situation of selling back to those four people isn't possibility.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
If it's not, then we would say that.
So why isn't it possible? They're not around. I don't know what to say about that. You mean the case where they're not around? I don't know what to answer. In other words, what would be in the case where they're not around? People are tying. Anyway, go to our Gemara. Let's say the Mocha doesn't want to buy it back. I'm not sure what to answer. It's a good ha'ara. It's a good ha'ara. I mean, I don't know that case. I wouldn't know what to say either. But you can ask an argument already. How do you know the mocha is going to buy it back? You have to sell it back to the mocha. Well, why are you so sure mocha is going to buy it back? I saw this quoted from the Or Sameach. I have to look at it inside. I didn't have a chance. That he says, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't want to buy it back, he doesn't want to buy it back. Ishaska still prevails. I'm not sure what to make of that exactly. According to the Rush, it's Ki'il Asu. Why is Ki'il Asu? He says he'll buy it back. Quintetosis, not kill usly, but Nemela, since I could do it, so your taina disappears. How do you know who agree? If it's a matana, okay. Unless you say something matana siyachya, who says he doesn't want a matana, maybe he's a frumer, he doesn't want a matana. I don't know. But to buy it? I don't know what to answer. You know, I don't know what to say. You know, why does the court have a schus? Who says he'll accept it? I mean, so you can ask an agamar already. You're asking an agamar. Maybe the four people are not available to buy it back. It's harder to sell to four people. You have to track down all four people. On the other hand, you can't find four people. It has to be the same four people. I don't know. Four people before. It could be different four people. I don't know. It's not a good question. According to the Torah, you can give different ziburis. As long as you can give that, so maybe you can give it to four different people. I don't know. But how do you know you're going to be able to find four people to buy the four fields? So how do you know who want to buy it back? Maybe he'll argue he'll want to honor his purchaser for his own credit, his credibility. Mistum, if it does him a favor, that to take back the ziburis allows him to keep the edus that was sold, and I want to be a good, have good credibility. I sold you three lands, and you should end up having the edus taken away. So Mistum, I want to help you out. I mean, I can hear svaris. I don't know. I mean, a question is a good question. I don't know what to answer.
Just in like the Pashat Seder of how this works, when the Tovin come to Lokeach to take the land, Bal Chodesh or whatever it is, what happens next? Does that Lokeach get reimbursed for that land that
so
he
that's,
gave up?
These are Sugi Shema days that we'll see. There's something called Lokeach Bachrayis, Lokeach Shulo Bachrayis. You buy land Bachrayis and there's a guarantee that if it gets taken away by Bal Chobos or whoever, so then I get reimbursed. If it's a Shulabach Reis, then it's at my own risk.
So if it gets reimbursed, then there's nothing bad happening to the Mocher, meaning right. If they take it from the Lokeach, he's going to have to
so
take it.
So you're saying that it won't hurt him to buy it back because he'll sell it Bach Reis. And then it's still beneficial to him because he can keep the Edis. So maybe that's the answer in terms of why wouldn't he, but maybe he still wouldn't want to do it. No, I don't know. Okay, but you're saying why wouldn't he?
He's saying Al-Khinami, he's doing giving up the money.
So you can add what put together what I said. Mistama, he wants his credibility to be intact. And he sold it. He sold the three lands, and he wants the Lokeach to be happy, a satisfied consumer, right? So if he has his edus, keeps his edus, he'll be happy. So if I can do you a favor, and it's not going to cost me anything, so you can sell me back a ziburis be'achrayis in order to have the. So why wouldn't he go along? Okay, you want to say? You can say like, no, I can. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Tosos de Maschem de Yasmi, de Rabbanei Pironin. Okay, now we have to get to the. So, what is the Gemara driving at, right? What comes into the Gemara now? So, the Gemara again. Keep the cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara, the case that we're dealing with is Machron leEchad bezeh achar zeh, right? The basics of the basics, right? Can't get away from that. Machron leEchad bezeh achar zeh, and the din is Kulan what? Kulan. Everyone gets what's their respective claim. And the question is, the same way Machon L'Shlosha B'Zachaz, Machon L'Shlosha, by definition it's B'Zachazeh, not if it's, let's say, not the Yom Echad, Zachazeh, three people, each one can claim on their purchase, at least the first two, I should say, can say Hinachti, so you have to go to the third land that was sold to the third of the three of us. Assuming the Ziburis was sold last, they have to all go to Ziburis. So why can't the same person who bought on three different days, three different lands, assuming he bought the Ziburis last, why couldn't Nechaz Tachas Abaylim, this one Lokeach, can say, go to Ziburis, Hinachti Chamakom, since that was still Bnei Chorin at the time that the other two were sold, and even after it's sold, that's where the Shibud lies on that last field. And for answers of Gemara, Hachmai Eskilon says, Rav Sheish says, what? So therefore, he doesn't want to say Hinachti because they're all going to get Edis. Ask the Gemara, but still, Lamaisa said the Shibud is on the Edis, let them all take Edis. So the Gemara is tries to answer, and the Gemara is now rejecting it. Says so the answer is because of Ishaskas. You can say you have to each take your din, and you're not going to all get the Edis. Because of my leverage that if you don't settle to take what you're supposed to be your din, and you all want to grab the edis, you should know what I can do. I can take the ziburis and return it back to the mocher, and then you have to get the ziburis. So Gemara says that I hear, but you can't say that answer. Why not? Because Ihachi, asked the Gemara, Ihachi what? The nezakin nami name Ihachi, which again has two interpretations. What is Gemara asking from? According to Rashi, the kasha specifically to the nezakin. because he's offering him Beinonis, so he'll be better off with Beinonis than if he gets have to go to Ziburis. So how come it says Kua Nechustav Zabayla, meaning that even in the Zakin collects the Edis, but he should be able to say Ishaskis and push him down to Beinonis? According to the Rosh, the Gemara's Kasha is and Tosfos and Ksuvos, the Kasha is even on the Beinonis of the Achol. The Gemara's asking even on the Nezakin, but really the Kasha is take Ziburis, because I can give you Ziburis, it's on the Nezakin, it's on the Beinonis. And therefore the Gemara says, obviously your answer is not going to be sufficient. So what is the answer? So must be why? Well, Abba Ishaskis is a valid svara. Gemara says, okay, so you have to say that Ishaskis is not applicable here. Why? Because we're talking Biyasmi, meaning that the Mochav died. Lashna Gemara, Biyasmi, Dilabene Piroyin Ninu. They are not in a position of having to pay for the Chov. Vishibud Dilei Ale Didei Ramya. Therefore, the Shibud is still on him. In other words, nothing will be accomplished were you to give the Ziburis back to the, not the Mocher in this case, but the children of the Mocher. And therefore, you haven't achieved anything. In other words, and therefore, Akasha returns back, which is, Leisukulu Ligvumbi Miidis, to which the Gemara is going to answer just a minute from here, right? That it's because he can say, Iafshi betakanas chachamim, person who has a takana made for his benefit, can opt out, forfeit the schus of that takana, in which case the din that would normally allow him to say hinachti, therefore go to the last land purchased, he chooses not to subscribe to that, therefore he's no longer subject to the parameters of that takana, and therefore the din comes back to kuhanus dasaban. That's the sugya. So we have a ishaskis in the middle of the sugya, and we have now a nukimta in this case, of machwan le'echad, the zeachazeh, that kuah nechnu tachas habayim, and not that they should all get ziburis, or that the nizik should get beninus, depending on what it is that the ishaskis would do. The reason why that's not true is because they're talking b'yasim. So let's understand what's going on in this gemara. B'yasim, sorry, who had a question? Yeah.
I'm a little confused as to what the objective of when we say El B'yasmi, what's the...
Okay, so what the Gemara is trying to say, we're going to try to explain now in the Tosis of Ben Peretz, but basically the Gemara is saying that the case that we're discussing in this Braisa, again, the case of the first case, Machvan Le'echad, which we explained, the case of Machvan Le'echad is B'zeach HaZeh, 3 days. So you sold 3 lands, B'zeach HaZeh, on 3 different days, and the din is kuah nechustav zabayla, means nizik gets idis, bechov gets beinis, isha gets ziburis. The case is, as we established, idis was purchased last. And the din is kuah nechustav tachas zabayla. And our question is why? Why shouldn't they all get idis? And you're trying to explain, why should they go get Edis? Because the Shibud goes on the last land that was purchased. That's the rule of Hinachti. That's the rule of Enefron, Mechas Mishma, Magmish, Benichorin. So you try to solve that by employing the rule of Ishaskis. You can use the leverage of Ishaskis to say you have to take according to your din, because otherwise I'll find a way to get the Ziburis back to the Mocher, and then you have to get the Ziburis. The Gemara says, I'm not happy with that answer. That's not a solution. Because if that were true, if there's an ability to get the Ziburis back and then they'd all go to Ziburis, then I should be able to use the weapon of Ishaskis even vis-a-vis who? Even vis-a-vis the Nizik. And what is the din? Kuah nechustav zabayla means that the Nizik is getting his Edis. But the Nizik should be downgraded as well. Downgraded to what? That's the Machokis, whether to Beinis, whether even to Ziburis. But either way, he wouldn't get Edis. So why in fact can't you use Ishaskis? Why is the din what it is? I mean, it sounds like Ishaskis is a... Is an expression where is it taken for granted? Again, at this point, we're assuming that it's a serious choshe mishpat klal of Ishaskis. So what's the answer? Ella, says the Gemara, it's all connected. Ella achmaskin v'yasin. This is not to answer Akasha. This is obviously to deflect the Ishaskis. But we'll still have to come back and answer Akasha. Why shouldn't they all get either? So what's the pshat? Ella. I mean, look, read the Rashi with me, right? El, a third line in the Rashi. El, a middle old toin hachi. from the fact that we don't have this ishaskis taina that should sound like it, that should allow them to be downgraded, even the nizik to be downgraded. Bal kachach, this is all what the Gemara is driving it. Bahach yaskinan kigon shemei samocher. It was our case of machlan le'echad. It's a case that the mocher died subsequently, and now they all want to come against the lokeach, the one lokeach, and they're all going to get what's coming to them. Not just when you're collecting from the mechuyev himself, do you get edus bein ziburis? But those same claims, as we explained when we read the brayso, those claims are applicable even in the hands of the lokeach. Okay, so what happened to the fact that he should be able to use the leverage of Ishaskis? It must be because we're talking biyasni. The kevan shelo hiniach karka, ena yisom bnei piron. There's no other karka left. The guy that the father died without karka, only the land that was sold. Rashi adds something which at the time we distort. I don't understand why Rashi mentions metalti diasmi. Who's talking about metalti diasmi? But were it to be metalti, I mean, that is metalti and not meshubid. Okay, Rashi adds that. Now Rashi adds the afopi, and see this in Tosfos too. The afopi shemalzel hem karka. I be you're giving karka back. So we'll let him go to that karka. Says Rashi, havelu kiyasmi shekanu karka racham isavim. That's equivalent of what? Of land that Yisom acquire after the father dies. What's the halacha? The father owes money to whoever. He dies, and he didn't leave any land, right? The Yisomim acquire karka. Can those tovim, those people who have claimed on the father, collect from the karka that the Yisomim purchased after subsequent to the father's death? No. So Rashi says, if you would give the ziburis now to the Yisomim, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't help you. It's like Yisom would acquire karka lacham yisavim. They're not bnei pironin. Okay. Good. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, so it must be that's our case, and that's why the Ishaskis option is not going to go anywhere. So therefore, we're back to our cheshbon, back to our question, right? So then we have to figure out another answer to our question. So now, why is it that Kornel and Tassabayim, everybody should get what? Should get what? Should get the Edis. This was the last one. So, that's the Gemara. So within this, freeze this frame of the Gemara, B'diyasmi. D'labnei pironin. So what does Tosa say? Afo pi shezem machzulem karka. So he's so far he's saying what Rashi said. Haveluki somim shekanu kak lachamisa savihem. De'in balchov chose begova osamehen. So Tosa says, giving them karka now, giving them ziburis land now, would not in any way deflect the claim from what these people have against the lands that he purchased from the father. That they should now have to go to the ziburis that have now been sold back to the Yisomim. Because it's no different than what? Than if Yisomim would buy land after the father died, and then they're machuiv to surrender that land for the debt of their father. But Tosfos wonders. But Tosfos points out something interesting. The afal gav dikshegavu karka v'chovas avihen. Amin v'yeshnochin b'bas v'kuf chafei. The Gemara says if the Yisomim collect karka v'chovas avihen, the b'chov chose the government. There is a klal of Rav Nachman there in b'bas. It's in Psachim Lamed Aleph in Kol Shah, that if suppose somebody owed the father money and pays for that chov with karka, so the Yisomim acquire karka for chov that was owed their father, that karka would be mishubed to a person that the father owed. You follow that? In other words, if they purchase independent karka, stam out an acquisition, that karka would not have to be surrendered for some father's debt. But if they collect the karka b'chova saviyem, that could be meshubed to a b'chova of the father. But what Tosfos means to say, but that's not what we have here. This is not a case of gavu karka b'chovas aviyem. This is a case where you're giving back you're selling back the land, the one of the lands that you purchased. But here Tosafot doesn't elaborate. Tosafot Beinu Peretz does, and it's important to emphasize this in terms of the Gemara. Because the Rashba has his own pshat in the Gemara. So let's go with the pshat of the Pasha pshat in the Gemara, Rashi and Tosafot and Beinu Peretz. This is not exactly the same as Somim who acquire karka totally unrelated to any history from a new seller. Let's understand. This karka that I give back, it's not, there's no shibud on the karka, it's shibud on the karka. There is a shibud on the karka. If all the other lands will be ruined, so will this land that went back to the Yisomim have to be surrendered to pay for the chob of the father? Yes or no? I both say, you have a question. Yeah. If all the other lands are ruined, of course, because there is a shibud. So what's really relevant over here in the Gemara, that why can't he accomplish what he wants to accomplish in his agenda to give the Ziburis back, is why? Because even if he does that, the shibud does exist on the Ziburis, but they'll still be able to go to him. Why? Because what does he have? He has the Achra. He has the land that was sold last. And the Shibud starts with what was sold last. In other words, as Rabbeinu Peretz points out, if you would give Yidus back to the Yisomim, then they'd have to, it would go to there. He would collect from the Yidus. So it's basically the equivalent of not Yisom who bought new land. It's like, it's one lokeach to another lokeach. In other words, let's say there's land that's Meshubit, we'll see the next Gemara to talk about this. Right? It's Lokeach Rishon has whatever lands that are Meshubit for the Chov of the Mocher, and the Lokeach Rishon sells any number of those lands to Lokeach Sheni. So the Shibud not going away. And again, the protocol of where to go has to do with which lands were sold first, which lands were sold last. And the lands that are sold last is where the Shibud starts, and then to the extent that there's not enough, then you go to the land that was sold previously. But the fact that there was a new Okeach doesn't take away the Shibud. The Shibud's still here. So it's not going to be different if he sells it back to the Yisomim. The difference is only the following. The Yisomim are not Mechuyev mitzad themselves to pay. So the Shibud is on the land mitzad the Shibud Nechasim. But the rule that we usually talk about with why if it wasn't Yisomim, why it would help to say Ishaskis, is because by giving it back to the Mocher, that becomes karka that's not Mishubit, it's better than Mishubit. What is it called? B'nei Charim. And then the rule is, if the Mechuyev has B'nei Chari, right, even if he acquires it later, any land is B'nei Chari, you have no right to go to Mishubit if it's B'nei Chari. So to the extent, if the Yisomim would be B'nei Piron, in other words, if they would be B'makom, the father, in every way, if Ke'ilu their Mechuyev, the Chov, then any land that would be going to the Yisomim now would preclude going to the Mishabadim. Because it's like the Mocher is here and the Mocher has B'nei Chor. And then Ishaskis would win. But what the Gemara is saying is, but it's not so, because we're talking about Yisomim. And Yisomim are not B'nei Piron in them. So they are not, instead, they're not Mechuyev Be'etzem. They're not Mechuyev themselves. So Elamai, they have land, they purchase land. From somewhere, that's not going to have to go. Were it to be the Mocher who purchased land subsequently from anybody, then that would be the Chiyuv to take from B'nei Chari before you go to Mishubadim. But Yisom, it's not that way. It's like, so from that respect, it's Yisom Shekanu Karka Lachamisa Saviyah. From the perspective of the land being Mishubad, yes, whatever land you'll give back to the Yisomim still has that label, it's mortgaged land, correct. But the protocol of mortgage land is you still go to the land that was originally sold last. So by giving Ziburis, it's not, you're not going to be able to push the claim to the Ziburis by giving it back to Yisomim. Because the land might be Meshubit, but the Edis is Meshubit first. And you still have the Edis. That's the Gemara, that's Rabbeinu Peretz in a nutshell. That's what Tosafot is basically saying. Now, were it to be, again, what Tosafot notes, were it to be that I'm giving back the land because I owed the father, Let's say this person owed the father, so the Yisomim are getting the land bechovas aviyam, that's different. So that's the chiddush that the Gemara and Bava Basra and Pesachim speak about, that there, balchov chosav egov mehen. Because that land, you have to know why that is, the Gemara discusses at length why that is, but if the Yisomim acquire bechovas aviyam, then the balchov is chosav egov mehen. But that's not what we have over here. Who had questions? Yes.
Why, I understand what Rabbi's saying in there being parents, but why is Rabbi saying that in the Tosos?
Tosos doesn't elaborate. Tosos just says.
But Tosos never says anything about it being Mishelet, so why is there any
because meaning? Because it can't be different. It has to be. It's clearly the case. Tosos can't argue on the Metzius. It is Mishelet. I mean, you can't dispute
but
that.
It as if it was purchased after, so why can't.
But it's not so. No, but Lemaisa, it's no worse than Lukech Sheni. I ask you, if all the other lands would be ruined, could he collect from the land? There's a Shibud on that land. The fact that the Yisomim... What?
It's Yasom.
It doesn't matter. Yisomim are not... If the land is Meshubit, the land is Meshubit.
There's Meshubit to the father.
No, but the Shibud is on... The Shibud is wherever the land is, wherever it goes, however many Lokchim. There could be 20 Lokchim. If there's all the lands that were... B'shas, the Chiyuv was incurred, are all gone, except for one land that happens to be by from some person who bought it for the 19th purchase, you know, whatever. But that's the only land that survived from the 20 lands that he had at the time of the Chiyuv. So you go there. So it's no different than... No, there's other halachas so Yisomim will get to, but there's options. If you have his Ziburis, you have Edis, maybe you cut open Ziburis. We'll see in the Rajba, but that's not what the Rishonim are talking about. If they're Ketanim, that's a different halacha, then you have to wait till they get older. We're not talking about Ketanim necessarily. The assumption is they're Gedolim. So if they have land that has a Shibud on it, there's no reason why you can't collect for the Shibud as long as the protocol is followed, that land is Meshubud, and now that's the order to collect that.
So the Gemara's answer is just a very technical answer, that the only reason it doesn't work is because the case just happens to be a case where it's the Yisomim and the last property that's purchased.
Well, that last property was Edis, that already we said before. That's not coming now. That's a given. That was otherwise we had a problem to begin with. Then he could say Hinachti and they should take Ziburis. That was already established. That was the of Shesha Son of Meralef.
So I'm saying the Gemara's not offering any real Chiddush.
No, the Gemara is saying, so look, you think that they're not going to get Edis, all they have to get Edis because it's a case, because he could say Ishaskis. The Gemara says it's not going to work. Because Ihachi, Benizikin Nami Nemahachi. So then why isn't Nizik getting Edis? So Elamai, so tell me, so what's wrong with Ishaskis? So it must be, no, the Gemara is saying not, it must be that our case that we're dealing with is a case that Ishaskis is not going to help. Why is it not going to help? Because we're talking about a case that the Mocher died. The Mocher died, we're talking the Yasmi. And therefore, passing that land of Ziburis off to the Yasmi is not going to do anything for you. Because they're still going to be able to collect the Shibud and the Benis, and or the Edis, rather, because that was so last. So, therefore, we're back to our question. All Tosis is pointing out is he's Maser Karka, but that's from the perspective of Mazir Karka, it's like Konulacha Misavim. In other words, Tosis means it doesn't become what? Bnei Chori. That's what it means. It doesn't become Bnei Chori. It's like Acha Misavim. I Bechova Savim. That's a different halach. But again, but what the Beno Peret steps in and says, I don't think he's arguing with Tosis, just elaborating, but a Shibud exists. But it's just not the Shibud Rishon. A Shibud exists. The fact that it goes to Yisomim, it's still a Shibud. It's just that the Edis was first. Edis was so lesser that they go first to the Edis. Akiva, Eitan, yeah.
No, I was just saying, to explain, the way I understood that Kasha that was just asked, is that the Rebbeinu Peretz highlights that, yeah, that is the Chiddush Gemara, that even Yisomim, which gives the Lokeach the biggest Havamina, to say, Ishas, is I can give it back to the sons, and you would think that they replace the Bnei Choron and the Av. Even there, it doesn't go, the Din of Achron overpowers
yeah.
that.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, Eita.
Why is it that when it goes to a second Okeach, the Din of the original Achron stays? Wouldn't you apply the same Svara of Nachman Chonokom?
Go. Wait for the next Gemara. That's our Gemara next week, I guess. That's our next Gemara. A little bit more than that. Kerchen, Kerch Rishon. What if the, you know, what if the Beinus went to the Keach Sheni, and the first, and the Balchov has a claim of Beinus? Okay, this is then like Dimar. Yeah. Same question. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to wait a little bit more. Just to see Rabbeinu Peretz, just to see where he's, how he explains it. Take a look if you want inside. He writes, "V'nira l'mori hara Peretz," a few lines in. He says, "The imach zero kuchos seidis liyisomim gavul kula mine." If he would send the edis back to the yisomim, then they would all get the edis. He hasn't done anything. I mean, they would get the edis from the yisomim. V'chein imhechzel hem lekech ziburis. If he sends ziburis back to the yisomim, become makom gavul kula meidis. They're going to get the edis that's still by him. Shiach Rona, Sheis Abedal Kech. The Lomatzi Lemitchi Eitzel Ziburis to Biada Yisomim Mitam Bnei Chori. That's the point. He can't bring the Ziburis back to Yisomim and view it as Bnei Chori. The Biada Yisomim Nami Kimo Biada Lokech. Being in the hands of Yisomim is like it would be in the hands of Lokech. Kimish in a Bogligos Bnei Yisomim Rak Mikoch Lokech Vlo Mikoch Aviyam. Why is he got me Yisomim? Mitzad the Shibud. Not Mitzad the Father. In other words, that muscle that we have, kanukarka, is a way of saying that the collecting from the yisomim is like collecting from ukuchos. What are you going to say? You want to say something, Akiva? No?
No, just that line. We said before that if you would have given the ziboris and all the other land would have been damaged,
of course.
Technically you would.
Of course, of course.
The Shiva. Of course. Saying if we're trying to highlight that it's all about the achron now, in the normal case, then what if two pieces of land went back? Is in the Idis and the Ziboris? Is in, do we go with the where is the Shibud or is there the Achron? What's
asking interesting question? This is going to come up in the Balamar a little bit. Collecting from these. Can you collect Edis from Yisomim?
The whole point was to say that it's not about the Av anymore, it's all about the Avram. So if you give back these words, your Ishaskis isn't Shai anymore, it's all about just the Avram. And in a unique case, it could be the Zivoris even. But now, what if two pieces of land go back?
What are you gaining by asking that? Like, what do you want from that?
Is there more of a pull?
Either way, if he gives up the Edis, he basically wants to hold on to the Edis. He's not going to give the Edis back.
He bought
three pieces of land from the Moche. The Moche died. The last land he bought was Edis. Everyone wants the Edis because that was the last land sold, and they have a right to collect the last land sold. He wants to say, well, you better go take less than Edis. Why? Because if not, I'll give Ziburis back to the Yisomim. Says the Gemara, that's not going to work for you.
They're not allowed their own. Anyway,
right.
Nothing to do with the fact that their Yisomim helps. But technically, you just follow the Achron. So okay. In this case, I have the Edis.
That's right.
Ziboris was sold back.
No.
And Edis.
Okay.
Are we following the Achron or the Shibud of the Ziboris was first?
No. Basically, it should follow. It should get Edis then too. Except the only caveat is maybe by Yisomim. The din generated by Yisomim is you only collect from what is. What is Ziburis? I mean, that's in the case with the Yorish from the father. This is a case where they're, that's, I'm not sure about your, it's an interesting question. Normally you collect the Ziburis from the Yisomim. That's when you're collecting mitzad the father. So it could be the same thing over here, except there's a svar, we'll get to the Balamar, that maybe by Edis, you don't lose your claim on Edis, even by Yisomim. So that's why I'm a little confused. I mean, I'm not sure to say your case, but what do you gain? You want to hold this anyway. So you would,
the line says that it's all about. It's not that the Yisomim that you're collecting it is. The guy said Ishas is. I think that I'm going to give to the Yisomim because they have more of a pull. It's Bnei Chorin. But he says no. It's nothing to do with Bnei Chorin. It's all about the Achron now.
Yeah. That's correct. It is about the Achron. Hashdis is the Achron, which is the Edis. That's right. That's the Pashdis. That and if he has two things back, he'll still get the Edis.
So my question was, why, in a case where the other land was ruined, we still say that there's a Shibud?
Because whatever land is it's a shibud klali in all the lands, and then there's a seder gviya. And what goes first?
We stamp the din achron.
The last one is where the shibud starts. If there's not, if there's not enough, then you go to what's before. If it gets ruined, you go to what's before. The shibud could theoretically exist in everything, but the seder is to go first to a land that was sold, that was last b'nei chori. Okay. So obviously, if that gets ruined, then you go to other lands. That's the club. The shibud, the second, yeah.
Just a clarification. Why is it not better for him to do ishaskis by the Yisomin? Because if he's getting paid back for it, then he's not losing out on anything. Meaning he's giving up, let's say, even Idis. And he's getting paid the value of his Idis land, so now he's just not giving up anything. They're going to be collecting it from the Yisomin anyway. So he's not losing out on anything. So it's
He wants to hold on to it.
But he's getting the money for the Idis anyway. Meaning he's getting the value of Idis.
Not so easy to buy Idis. You know, plus he has it already. Why should he have to go to Matzviach to go buy other ones? He wants this land.
But he's not losing out on a monetary value.
No, still, he'd rather not have to go through the hassle. He'd rather keep the land that he has. He got attached to it. That's it. There are 101 reasons why he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah. And the other one keep us saying, and so I just don't understand why the Gemara would make the case be worth the assuming.
The Gemara is
assuming more.
No, because again. If it's not Yisomin, the Mocha is still living, then the problem is that we Mara seems to be taking Ishaskis very seriously, that this is the Raya, this is the Kasha and the Rif, of course. The Rif ignores the Kimta of Yasmi and still brings the din of Kuhn Nechzal Tach Saban. That's the Pella from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to leave us with the following impression, that Kuhn Nechzal Tach Saban. And on the other hand, the last land that was poor must have been Edis, otherwise he could push them all to Ziburis, which was the last land. And yet, they're not all going to get Edis. So why is that? Sigmar tried to say, because of Ishaskis. Again, the Gemara, let's go step by step. The case of Machun Le'echad B'Zechazeh, it's got to be that the last land bought was Edis, right? Otherwise, he should be able to push them to Ziburis. He knocked. Good. So now our problem is, so why Nechaz Tach Sabayim? Everyone should get Edis. So the suggestion that comes up along the way in the Gemara is Ishaskis. Ishaskis is leveraged to get to downgrade them to take Tach Sabayim and not for everyone to get Edis. The Gemara says, but that's not going to help. Because then the Nizik shouldn't get Edis either. And possibly the Gemara could be asking, according to the Rush, the Baal Chov should get Beinus either. The Ishaskis should downgrade the Nizik down to either to Beinus or maybe even Ziburis and possibly the Bachov to Ziburis. That's the cash of the Gemara. Okay, so Gemaisa. So obviously Ishaskis is not relevant. Why isn't it relevant? Before we can answer Akasha, we have to first deflect why Ishaskis can't exist here. Ishaskis says, I'll return his Ziburis to the Mocher. So then they should also, so Maisa, you should be able to say that. And in fact, they shouldn't get Tachas Abayim. Right? So what's the answer? Why, before we answer our Kasha, that live with me, why in fact is not Ishaskis playing a role? Because Hachamai is going to be asked. And therefore, if the Mocher died, then, since Yasmi Rabbani Pironinu, therefore, sending Ziburis back to the Yasmi, who are not themselves mechuyev in the Chov. Therefore, the land that they get now does not qualify as B'nei Chori land, and therefore the Seder continues to be the last land sold is where the Shibud goes first. That's where you go first to collect, meaning that the Edis, which is still by me, is where you're going to go. And therefore, Akasha is still, therefore Ishaskis is not helping. Therefore, we go back to our Akasha and let's figure out another answer to the Akasha. The Gemara is saying, why doesn't Ishaskis change the equation here? Because Ishaskis is not going to work if you're going to send it back to Yisomin. Because it's ki'ilu ikanu karka lacham isasaviyam. Even though if they would be kone b'chova saviyam, that's a different story. But this is not what that is. This is karka shakar. The only thing is, Rabbeinu Peretz is explaining that it still has shibud on it, but the shibud is not the shibud of Edis, and Edis is where they go first. So he says, the fact that it's b'yad yisom is k'mo b'yad lokeach. And That's his word. It's not that they have it mikoach aviyam, they have it mikoach lokeach rishon. So we still have to ask ourselves, who has the edus? That was the last land sold. The lo dami, says the, this is connecting to the last part of the Tosis. The lo dami lo daminan yisom shekono kaka lacha misas aviyam. Oh, sorry, that's the case of stam kono karka. The hasam is kono karka v'loisam mishubed eskabal chov de aviyam. Oh, stam karka, it's not mishubed. Avalach is kono karka min alukuchos to lokom yaviyam, it's mishubed. What Tosis brings in is, what about if the kono karka b'chova sevir? Now, the Rashba has a different shot in this Gemara. The Rashba, he asks Kashas from the Lashon HaGemara. He thinks the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma, that the Gemara is saying it's talking about Yasmi, which are labanei piron ninu. I mean, we learned the pshat very well in the words of the Gemara, but the Rashba somehow doesn't like the Lashon HaGemara. He wants to read it as it's all one ukimta. We're talking about yisomim that are not b'nei pironim. Namely, what type of ktanim, what age ktanim, and what age yisomim, I give away the answer, what age yisomim ktanim. The Rashba seems to learn, I don't know how he knows this in the case, but that l'maisa, what we're talking about is, he gives up karka to the yisomim, b'chobas aviyam, k'nira, he owed money to the father, this guy. There were dealings. There was a history between these two people. So l'maisa, he's giving them b'chol esaviyah. Okay, that halacha is clear, that if yisom shekono karka b'chol esaviyah, as Tosus says at the end, b'chol could collect. Again, why that is, the Gemara has two possibilities. I'm not going to get into the whole details, but one is because b'chol mafreyahu gove, so when you collect, you're really collecting back from the original time. Or because of Shibud Rav Nassin, if one person A owes B, B owes C, then A can claim directly to C, and therefore it can was nishtabit from before. Whatever you'll say, l'maisa, the din is clear. If the Yisom agavu b'chovas aviyam, they surrender their kak. So the Rashba says, in l'chanami, that's the case. So then what does the Gemara mean? The answer is, k'tanim not m'choyiv to pay. You have to wait till they get old. So it's a new pshat in the Gemara. Nearly the Hachi Pirusho, the Yasmi Ktanim Askinan, the Rabbin Epironu Achi Yigdu. Until they get by mitzvah, they don't have to pay. The Biasmi Gidolim, Havalim Mahachi guest, and the Gears of the Gemara, the Russian should have been, have we remember, Biasmi Askinan, the Rabbin Epiro Ninu, the Hash, okay, he doesn't like the Russian Gemara. Then he brings the Maimer of Nachman, Yisam Shigavu. Vada kidamar, just for the end of it, to be yasmik tanim askinan. But here's the point: v'shegavu bechovas aviyam kamar. I don't know. How does he know that the case is that there was a previous chov between them? I don't know. He says lemaisa biyasmi askinan. He gave it to him bechovas aviyam. The ilu hayu gedolim. Had they been yisom gedolim, hayachol litchosam b'tainazu ledasa maksha. That he could use the ishaskis, keneged the isha, the balchov, he could use it even by yisomim, because after all, he has the buris land that he owes the father money. So ma'isav, he would pay the ziburis land, use it to pay the chov that he owes the father. So he gives it to the yisomim as payment for the chov he owed the father. So then all these people who have liens against the father would go where? Would go to that ziburis. In a chinami. According to the Rashba's pshat, I'm not getting into all the details as kashas on the lishonos of our Gemara, but just the pshat of the Rashba itself. then in fact the Shaskis operates even by Yisomim, because he's giving to him a Chomes Aviyam. So what's the answer to the Gemara? The Ketanim. That's the Lashon of Kod Rashba. The Yasmi Dila B'nei Piron, you know, they are Yisom that are not B'nei Piron. We're talking about Tanit. That's why it has to go Lukuchas. Okay, this is the picture of the Sugya. Just for 3-4 minutes, look at the Rif, the Lashon HaRif. And we'll see the major problem here. The Rif, it's also the Rambam that everyone asks on. The Lashon HaRif, quoting the Gemara, there's part of it that's in brackets, and then you have the Asikna. So the brackets, I don't know if they're from the Rif or not, right? Machim Echad Vaz HaMibaya, Peshita B'Zeach HaZeh, all the brackets, maybe the Rif, maybe not the Rif. But then we have, after the brackets, the Asikna. Right, that is for sure the Rif talking. We conclude, Machran le'echad, afilu b'zeach hazeh. You sold the three lands to one person over 3 days. Now, what comes out of this Gemara? V'i lakach ziburis ba'achrona. He purchased the last of the three lands with a ziburis. Matzi lemeimar lechol chad v'chad minayu. He could say to each one of these people who are claiming land, hinachti l'chamakam livus mimenu, which is a way of saying the ein efroin. In other words, I left you at the time the last land purchased was ziburis, so therefore you go to ziburis. In a case like that, when the Ziburis was purchased left, we're not going to say, so therefore, that's clear. Then what would be in that case, everybody? If you bought Ziburis last, they all get Ziburis. Again, if there's not enough in Ziburis, you go before, okay. Okay. And why don't they all get Edith? So this is the next part of the Gemara. So what's the answer? What does the Gemara conclude? Why, in fact, they don't get Edith? The answer is because you can invoke the principle of E.F. Shibetakonis Chacham. Why is it that you go to the last land purchase? To my benefit. I don't want it. I'm opting out. The high time of the law secure government edis mishum the amr lohu okeach time of my marabon hinachti chamak mus mimenu shum takanta didi anolo nichli by takata ki the rabba the amr rabba komi yefstan chacham gonzu shamin lo maki gonzu and so on. What's conspicuously missing in the Rif? What? The case of Yasmi Askina. The Rif sounds like the mocha is alive and well. And the Rif still says that the din is that they all get kedinam, they get their din, tachas habaylam. The Rif only relates to the issue of why don't they get all the edis? Why don't they get edis? So the answer is because of yefir takanas chachamim, because I'm opting out of that takana that they have to go to the last land. I don't want it. So therefore, what's the default? Tachas habaylam. But the problem is, in the Gemara we had another variable that the Rif totally misses and doesn't acknowledge at all. What's the other variable that the Rif leaves out? Ishaskis. Now, Ishaskis is mentioned in the Gemara twice. The first time it's mentioned as a rule is in order that they shouldn't all get the last land, which is Edis. So the Rif doesn't have to talk about that for obvious reasons, because we have another answer to that. Why don't they all get Edis? Because of Yefshi. So you don't need Ishaskis for that. So therefore, that's fine. That doesn't bother us. The first Ishaskis in the Gemara is irrelevant. Once you have the Maskanas HaGemara, that it's because of the Yefshi, so that's why they're going to get Tachas HaBayim, that's fine. But the Gemara had a question on that. But if Ishaskis is really possible here, Ihachi, says the Gemara, B'nizikin Nami Neimahachi, which means that the Nizik should be downgraded from Midas. Again, according to Rashi, to Beinanis, according to the Rush, to Ziburis, according to the Rush, Beinanis should be downgraded to Ziburis. But certainly would not be Tachas HaBayim. And because it is Kasha, the Gemara says, obviously that's not possible, because b'yasmi askinan, however, pshat you're going to say, and therefore, the case of Yisom is a specific case, so Yishask is not going to help you. Now, the Rif brings the Gemara down with the entire din of Tachas Abaylim. The Rif talks about why they don't get all Edis because of Yafsi. But short of that, they all get Tachas Abaylim. The Nizek gets his Edis. And the problem everybody is struggling with, the Balamor and the Ramban, and they use the Rashba to answer for the Rif, and this is the Kasha and the Rambam too, is that, but the Mocher is still alive, it sounds like. It doesn't say that the Nocher is that we're talking about Yisrael. So how could the Rif say matter-of-factly that the din is Nechus Tachas Abaylim? What happened to Ishaskis? What happened to Ishaskis? Ishaskis should mean that they should be downgraded. The Nizek shouldn't get Chopos, shouldn't get Edis. You have the Sugya Ksubas that talks about Ishaskis, and Hav Argama talks about Ishaskis. It's a real, sounds like a real rule. It Elamai Diyasmi, it can't help you. So we have to go through the Balamor. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I guess. I thought we would get to it today, but we're not. Okay, it's okay. The Balamor. And then the Ramban, the Mochamos, and then there's a whole Rashba here, which is its own Inyan. But one thing just for the Balamor, you may have to look at, it's a Gemara that we once saw by Shafai Edis. He quotes a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun. You probably still have the sheets, no? You have the sheets from Daf Nun and Gittin? You don't have to make new sheets if you still have it. Yeah? So you have to see that Gemara just to understand what he's talking about. Then the Ramban is all over the Balamor, asking kashas after kasha on the Balmor, and then comes the Ramban in the Mochamos with his own derech, which we've spoken out outside, and so we have to look the Balmor and the Ramban for tomorrow, right? Okay. And then Thursday is.